It's a very interesting din in the parsha regarding the Ari Miklat. When a Ritzach B'Shogeg, someone who murders his B'Shogeg inadvertently, he gets sent to one of the Ari Miklat, these places of Hatzalah, a safe haven to protect him. And the Torah tells us, the Gemara elaborates, how there were a total of 48 Ari Miklat. Six were actually Ari Miklat and the other 42 were called Ari Mikrash. 6 and 42. Very strange, somewhat arbitrary, why they're broken up 6 and 42. And there's actually an afkamina between the 6 and 42. The Gemara tells us that the 6 Ari Miklat would provide a Hatzalah, would protect the Rotzeach, Bein Ladas, Bein Shalal Ladas. Whether he's familiar, whether he's aware that he's currently in a city of Ir Miklat or not, it's going to protect him, give him a Hatzalah. As opposed to the other 42 cities, only Koltos Bidas, only if he's aware that he's in the city, Ari Miklat, will protect him. He needs to have that Das. But if he doesn't have that Das, these 42 cities will not protect him. What exactly is the distinction between the 42 and 6? Why is that? Why does it split up in such an arbitrary way? So Shem Shmuel explains, based on what many of the Svarim write, that the 6 Ari Miklat correspond to the 6 Tevos, the 6 words of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the 42 other cities are connected to the 42 words that appear in the Parsha V'Ahavta as Hashem Elokecha. Explains the Shem Shmuel that even a chait, even a very that's so bad, like Shvichas Damim, like murder, there's a tikkun. There's a tikkun with reciting Shema. Gemara tells us that a person should always fight to the Yitzhara. Liolam yargiz adam Yitzhara tov al Yitzhara. You should always have that constant battle, never give up. And if he feels like he's giving up, you should recite Shema. Shema protects a person, like the Ari Miklat protects the people from the Rotzeach, from the others who are trying to kill them. It protects even the Rotzeach, even Shvichas Damim. So too Shema protects a person from all those Averos, from the Yitzhara. And the two ways that Shema protects is not simply reciting it, but there has to be some level of internalizing what Shema is. And the first approach, says the Shem Shmuel, is understanding, internalizing, in depth. Yichud Hashem she'ein od milvado. There's no one other than Hashem. Realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just, the Metzius is just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else, nothing other than Hashem. It's Emuna Bitachon Hashem. And the second approach is not one of Amuna, but it's one of Ava. Dveikus Bashem, through Ava, through the Indian of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the means of attaching to Hashem through mitzvahs, through the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him. You need sometimes a means to get there, a conduit. In this case, it's the Levim and their Avoda and their singing is supposed to be a conduit for us to connect to Hashem, the Hislavus, that Ava. Says the Shem Shmuel, these two approaches parallel the cities of the Ari Miklat. The 6 words of Shema correspond to the Amun B'Tachon and the Yichud Hashem, Ein Od Milvado, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one. And those are the 6 cities. The 6 cities that provide Kapara. And then the Ava Rabba, that great love that we have that's inspired by the songs of the Levim. The Avoda taking place in the Beis HaMikdash, that refers to the Parsha of V'Ahavta. The other 42 words, the other 42 cities. Now, Yichud Hashem, it doesn't make sense to us. It's something that we can't really grasp. We don't fully comprehend what it means to Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Od Milvado. It's Emunah Bitachon we have. We have to work on the Emunah. We have to work on the Bitachon. But when we recite Shema, we don't really understand what that means. We want to understand, but we don't really understand what it means. And for that reason, when a person ends up in those 6 cities that represent Shema Yisrael, they're going to be protected, Bein Ladas, Bein Shelo Ladas, whether they know it or whether they don't know it. If they have that Emunah Bitachon, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect them wherever they are, the Rotzeach is going to be protected. The person knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to stop him from doing an Avera, no matter where he is, no matter what situation, because he recites Shema, his Emunah Bitachon is going to protect him, whether he understands it or he doesn't understand that. When it comes to the 42 other cities, it's about building within oneself the love and understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. That's an approach of das. Only if a person understands what it means, Avas Hashem. Only then will those 42 cities where the parsha of V'ahavta really protect an individual. We have two types of people in this world. We have believers, Muna Pitachon, who just do things because they trust in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those are few and far between. Those are the six cities, much less than the other 42 cities, which is an avoda of working on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, loving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, understanding a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're both necessary avodas. But it comes down to a person struggling in a certain situation, in Nisayon, with the Aveira, with the Yetzirah. The approach is just to give up and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I trust you, please help me. That's the Shema, that's the six words. Those are the six cities. The other approach is saying, I want to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to come closer, Bidas. That's what most people are able to do. It's much and much easier. At the same time, it doesn't prevent as much, provide rather, much wide-scoped protection. Those are the 42 other cities. Now, every single person, no matter where you lie, whether you're a believer, whether you're a worker on the Ava, the understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're a lover, every situation, there's always going to be times where even though ones who love Hashem, Bidas, always need to rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom Bidas, they always need Emunah Bitachon. People are struggling in situations of Nisyonos, and tests and Averos, and sometimes all we could say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand, I don't know what it means, Ein Od Mevado, but Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And I saw it beautifully, the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, these six words correspond to six cities. So we know that Moshe Benu set aside the first three cities in Eivar Yarden, but they weren't able to take effect until the other three were set aside. Said, yes, so was, because Mi Shadai B'Chutz La'aretz Doma K'mish Ein Lo Eloka, Gemara Ksuba says. Person who lives in Chutz La'aretz is as if he has no Hashem. Because those are the three cities, those are the three words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem. It doesn't say Eloka, it doesn't say Elokeinu. Those are the other three cities. Shema Yisrael, Hashem, those stand alone. It's not until you have the other three words, the other three cities, and you have them come together through all the six cities, the six words provide protection, until you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad. Mirta Hashem, we should all work on both these elements, both in the Emunah B'Tachon and the Avas Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.